I think today we have Brantley and Sawyer. Good morning, Sawyer. I'm glad to see you. Good morning, Brantley. You gonna stay over there or you wanna come over here? Okay, that's good. Well, this morning I wanted to talk a little bit about prayer. When we think of prayer, a lot of times we think that we have to use words, right? But there are a lot of ways that we can pray not using words. Can you guys think of ways that we can pray without using words? How about coloring? Can we color our prayers? How about when we cry? Are tears prayers? When we cry, our tears are like prayers to God. God hears our tears and the cries of our heart. Well, I wanted to read to you this new book that I just got not too long ago called Sparrow's Prayer. It's about this little sparrow, and it goes like this. Sparrow begins each morning by stretching his wings, whistling a morning tune, and thanking God for the new day. But not today. Today, Sparrow feels different. He feels restless. He feels anxious. Maybe it's the gray skies. Maybe he's hungry. Or maybe he didn't get enough sleep. Maybe he didn't sleep. Sparrow tries to pray, but his words get tangled and knotted in his beak, like old yarn and straw. Has that ever happened to you? When you try to pray, your words get tangled?
No.
Well, good morning, the sparrow says to the turtle, his mouth full of plump blackberries. How are you this fine day? I'm not too great, says a sparrow. I always begin my day with a prayer, but not today. I can't find the words. Can you help me? I don't pray with words. I pray by sharing. Have you ever seen so many blackberries? Turtle says, turning toward the rest of the berry bush. I want to bake a pie for the fox, but I can't reach the rest of the berries. I can reach the high ones, Sparrow says brightly. Wonderful, says the turtle. Together, Turtle and Sparrow make the most fantastic blackberry pie and deliver it to Fox. Thank you for inviting me to help you, Turtle, says the sparrow. Amen, says the turtle. Sparrow notices his friend Mousy painting at the edge of the forest. Good morning, Mousy, says Sparrow. Every morning I thank God for the new day, but today I can't find my words. Can you help me? I don't pray with words, says Mousy. My art is my prayer. But today, I can't find the right color for the sky. Well, maybe I can help you, says the sparrow. I know the sky well. Mousy mixes the paint, and Sparrow flies the paintbrush into the sky until they find the perfect match. Thank you for your help, Sparrow, Mousy says. This is the perfect color. There are so many beautiful colors in our world, says Sparrow. Amen, says Mousy. Sparrow sees his friend Buck spinning and hopping and twirling and stomping. Hello, Buck, says Sparrow. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? Everything is magnificent. I'm dancing. Do you want to join me? Says Buck. Oh, well, birds can't dance, says Sparrow. And anyway, I don't feel like dancing today. I'm trying to figure out how to pray. Well, dancing is my way of praying, says Buck. Birds can dance. Come here, I'll show you. So Sparrow perches on one of Buck's antlers. Hold on, Buck shouts as he kicks up his hooves and spins around. Sparrow tries to hold on, but he's laughing so hard that he lets go and starts swooping and gliding around Buck's head. Well, that was fun, laughs Sparrow. Dancing with you brightens my day. Amen, says Buck. As the sun goes down, Sparrow thinks about his day. He smiles, remembering baking a pie with Turtle and giving it to Fox. Helping Mousy find the perfect color for her sky made Sparrow feel closer to God, and he will never forget dancing for joy with Buck. A beautiful rose glows in the light of the setting sun. Her peach color petals were open wide, reaching for the light with the last bit of summer energy stored in her green leaves. Sparrow flaps his wing with excitement and says, "That's it. Turtle invited me to help make a special gift for Fox. Mousy invited me to help her with her painting. And Buck taught me that anyone can pray, that anyone can dance, even a sparrow. And this beautiful rose, she is praying too." Fireflies sparkle and dance against the inky blue sky. Each creature does what God created them to do. Each life is a prayer of thanksgiving, with or without words. Sparrow's heart is full. He spreads his wings and he whispers, "Amen." And he drifts off to sleep with a happy heart. So there are all kinds of ways that we can pray, right? Dancing, painting, coloring, just by being who we are. And this is a reminder for our prayer wall down at the end of the ramp, that you can take a piece of fabric, each color means something different, and you can tie it on there, and that can be your prayer. You can pray a prayer of gratitude, you can pray a prayer of hope, you can pray a prayer for peace. There are several different things you can pray for. But I just wanted to remind you and everybody else that sometimes we don't have to pray with words, that there are other ways we can pray too. Will you pray with me this morning? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you that you listen.
Every time we pray to you.
With and without words.
We love you, God.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up this morning. You can now go to Children's Church with Anna.